Los Mexicales or Los Chapos? Which one you joining?
Chapo gang.
I gotta go Chapo, dude. I gotta go Chapo. But say gang. If you meet somebody at the market and, you know, hey, we need some help is what somebody else is saying to us. Okay. Which one you in, dude? Los Santiago. I don't know if we can say no.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know if we can say no, bro. Alrighty, it's the mother effing boys over at Man to Man. Season 3, episode 3, but I think we're on episode 123, or what is it?
123. This would be episode 124, I believe.
124. Okay, so, alright. What up, dude? Happy New Year. How long is it acceptable to, like, tell someone Happy New Year? Let's just get into that real
quick. I like that, actually. I was just having that conversation today, because I...
4 days
in? I saw somebody at work that I hadn't seen, you know, since the new year. And I was like, hey, right. Good to have you back here, whatever. Happy New Year. I feel like you can say it
right.
As long as you haven't seen that person in the new year.
Exactly. You know what I mean? What about if you see him twice, though? You can't say it twice to the same person. But what if it slips? You know, what if you think, you know, you're walking around the corner, you see someone at work. Hey, Happy New Year. Bro, you know what was fucking wild that I did today? So we got a concierge guy down at where I work at, you know? And I was meaning to say, I don't know why. I do this a lot, man. I was meaning to say, how was your New Year's Eve? I just asked him, how was your New Year? Or how was your year? And he was like, and I was like, why did I just ask that? Like, the guy probably had a decent year.
I mean, we 4 days into that.
And then I turned the corner again. Yeah, I was like, it was awkward because I was waiting for the elevator too. And I could kind of see him from, like, you know, a corner eye view. Hey, bro, how was your year? And I just meant to say, like, how was your New Year's Eve? I don't know. New Year's Eve?
New Year's Day. He probably understood what you were trying to say, though, right?
It's been a long fucking day, dude. Can we just talk about, all right, so what are we calling this? Let's answer the question first. 5 days in? 6 days or first week, you can't say it second week.
No. Around common people, you're not saying Happy New Year after week one. So, like, tomorrow, Friday or something, that first week,
yeah,
he ain't saying nothing else after that. It's, hello, 2023. Yeah. How you doing? No more Happy New
Year. 2023, I think this is the year, and I know we all say, but how do you feel? Like, I think this is the year. Like, it's actually the year of, like, getting back to normal, and normal is always going to be fucking weird. But 2020 COVID, 2021 catching up, 2022 is like, are we still catching up? And we're asking ourselves, what year is it? 2023, Jordan year. Heard a lot of conspiracies about this year. There's a lot of demonic, satanic bullshit going on this year. But we just got to keep the good Lord in sight and, you know, steer in the right direction, not hit that reverse.
I would say, though, truly, if you think about it, this is the first true year that things will probably be as normal as they were within the last couple of years, like you were saying. So
what do you do on New Year's Eve?
Me? Yeah. I told you, I kicked it at the crib. I was watching college football, then go out, had a couple of, you know, little drinks in me, and a
couple TDs or a couple TBs.
And I kept it cool, you know, and just...
Ain't no birds flocking, dude?
Ain't no birds flocking on New Year's.
I know you got a flock. I know you got a flock somewhere, dog.
No, not for New Year's, man. That's me sitting at the crib chilling. And just kind of bringing in the new year for myself, you know what I mean?
I feel like you're copying my, like, original idea, and I didn't, you know, I didn't.
Because I liked your idea.
You did.
I liked it. That's why I was like, you know what? I could have came to Nashville. I could have kicked it out downtown.
That was never an option, though, coming to Nashville.
No, I mean, but I've been to Nashville before on New Year.
Okay.
You've been here for New Year's. We went downtown for New Year's here. I've been to New Year's here again downtown. Right. I'm just saying, I could have done that. Could at least just, you know, went and go see a couple people and have a little nice little house. I was like, nah, I'm kicking it.
Did you take like a shot on New Year's and you were like, this is it? Like, nah. This is gonna be it. I know you did that.
On the low, I popped a bottle of champagne.
Would you stop, Buff? Let's relax a little bit. Jeez, Louise. The champagne's nice, though.
I hate champagne, though.
Hey, rosé is fucking terrible. I'm just going to say it right now.
I think it's
rosé's bad.
Overrated drink. There is. The carbonation fucks you up.
What about an F in front of it? How you feeling about those?
No.
A frosé. You don't like the frosés?
I just, the champagne just doesn't do it. I'm not really a wine drinker in the first place, like white wine. So I never really like white wine. And if I drink wine, it's always got to be red, or my preference is red wine. So champagne just doesn't do it.
A little Sauvignon Blanc, baby. What you think? Mommy, we can get a little T-Wested on a little Sauvignon. I say that because I went out. I guess Buffy's is going to join. My cat's going to join the show at any second here, guys. So New Year's Eve, had a good friend from New Year's, New York, come down for New Year's. And we didn't do like the whole Broadway thing. You know, we hung out like at a little cocktail lounge. Hey, Buff, I'm sorry. You got to chill, man. You got to chill. My cat's like 20 years old. She's trying to get out of the house. She doesn't know how to get out because I'm not letting her get out. Come on, bro. But we were talking about it. Yeah, we didn't do anything big on Broadway. Went to like East Nashville area. We drank rosé. We were hanging out with Andrew from Six Pack. Shout out Six Pack. Had a little table. And then we were talking to a couple birds, but I'm not trying to ring in the new year with a random kiss or anything. Can we just agree on that?
I'm not going to just totally disagree with that, but I understand where that comes from. I think it's kind of just is really, I'm at the age now, it's kind of how you feel in life. You know what I mean? So if you have a girlfriend, you have a wife, you have, you know, you talking to somebody, obviously more than likely you're probably going to spend it with them.
But here's the thing though.
I'm not going to go chasing tail on New Year's just for a night.
But there's only like five girls in the group. And so, you know, Eskin and I are like, damn, I just name dropped them. My bad. Also lost a lot of money in online roulette, but we don't got to get into it. We can get into it later. These girls are, you know, I'm nothing on the yard. I'll say that. But I'm not trying to ring in a kiss with a random girl I'm probably never, ever going to see before. And I got to, again, I'm not hitting that reverse button. I got to go forward, and I'm not going to start the very first 30 seconds of 2023 with some person that I'm not with that bullshit anymore, dude. Not that she would even kiss me in the first place, but she was hinting at it maybe a little bit with us, like two girls, you know, we kind of had a dream team going on.
That's fair. I respect that decision. I respect that.
No, I don't think you do, but all right, that's fine.
I do respect that. I think that's, you know, if that's how you was feeling, that's how you feeling. I ain't gonna take away from that.
I saw some girl on Instagram who I haven't seen in about 16 years. I'd say 12. Let's make it 12. Since sixth grade. Tried to invite her over the holidays, and we're just talking about what'd you do in your 2 week break. I don't even think neither of us got really a 2 week break in the holidays, but actually, you didn't really. I just got work from home, so I was straight up chilling for 2 weeks, pretty much. Just trying to, you know, invite people over and say hello. Had a ton of my friends over. Had friends from San Diego that were in town that were over. We'll get into that in a second because I got a good question without exposing the fuck out of somebody. So I had that planned and lined up. This girl says she didn't want to drive in rain the next day.
I heard this. All right. So when you making plans with friends or anybody,
I haven't seen in 12, 13 to 16 years.
Right, that's fair. But one of the biggest excuses is, that sounds like fun. Then for the next, 24 hours, if you're really not feeling it, you're trying to figure out how can I dodge
this. Well, that's
And the biggest,
that is the literal theme of like hanging out with someone.
And the biggest thing is, hey, blame it on the weather or your how you don't feel good or you forgot
which
you had
one,
something to
which,
do.
Which like what's the most common one? It's just, hey, I don't feel good. Can we? Here's the thing though, I even texted her because it was the Thursday of I guess Thursday night football for the Tennessee Titans. It was that Thursday. Wednesday night, I got asked to go to that Titans game. The Titans game was pretty sick. Shout out Josh Dobbs for coming in and just still losing for us. But, hey, it was something, right? We got over a little edge there. I even texted her, and I was like, hey, I got tickets to go to this game, but I'm not going to go. And I just want to hang out with you. Okay, that's cool. Let's do it. I got a double confirmation. And then it was raining because we did have that winter rain. What do you want to – I don't even – winter rain snowstorm that came through. The entire East Coast. Did y'all have that?
Oh, yeah. It's got fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, y'all had that too. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. You guys gave it to us. So it was like a double confirmation type of thing.
Well, that's fucked up then. Because my biggest thing would be, I would, if it's me, because I've done this. If you haven't done this, you're just lying to yourself and everybody that you talk to. But you know there's a time when you've tried to schedule something or somebody asks you to do something and you're like, I don't know if I really want to do that, right?
Well, no one really wants to do it, right?
What?
I didn't even want to do it, bro.
All right. So, for example, if you ask me, like on this is like on some actual shit right here. You ask me on a Sunday, hey, do you want to go downtown for the Titans game?
Right.
And you really want to do that. You're already like, all right, I'm going. This is maybe this person showing up, this person showing up, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, deep down, I actually just want to watch the Titans game on my couch. Right. I'm going to be trying to find an excuse to be like, hey, that does sound like fun and we would have a good time, but deep down, I want to just watch it on the couch.
I was trying to parlay it, Liam. I was trying to saying. Parlay the
but
situation.
But people do that and they try to come up with an excuse, and one of them is weather. So Shorty just hit you with the lame excuse of it was the weather outside was
you know what's
frightful.
Funny? Yeah, the weather outside. Well, you know, it's funny. And I even saw a TikTok about this. This guy, I think, you know, he's dancing or whatever. And the video copy is like, she's supposed to come over and you clean your room, don't worry. It's still a win-win. I clean not only my room, but my whole damn house. And I'm like, you know what? Just sitting there, knocked back like six teddies, watching the Titans lose. I said, hey, this really ain't that bad. I'm like looking around, hitting 360s with my head and shit. I'm like, this ain't bad, bro. So,
that's what it is. I mean, it does feel bad. Everybody will say it feels bad that you guys stood up, though.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, bro. I'm getting stood up since I was in fucking eighth grade, all right? The rosters are open. We got shitted on by the whole roster comments or the whole roster clip. I don't know if people were talking to you about that. People got onto me about that. They said have a girl on. We will have a girl on. We've had girls on. I've gotten told by my girl/friends they do have a roster. And yeah, I'm looking at the wrong. But hey, listen, we all got options, baby. We're just trying to flock to the world and see which one sticks, man.
All right, and for everybody that was commenting, because I saw a couple of these comments that were kind of out of bounds. If you're single, boy or girl, male or female, and you promise me you cannot sit here and say you don't have a roster, a guy that you are interested in, a girl that you are interested in.
Let's define the roster right now.
Because that's what a roster is, somebody that you're interested in.
Yeah, we weren't that specific about it last time. And so just let me like go back and just like specify this.
Not like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday roster.
We're not talking a roster where it's like you got five guys on the team that you're fucking every single day. I don't even know if you're even kissing on the cheek with your third dude on the roster or even your second guy. These are just dudes in your phones or it's just options who you hitting up. And a roster can easily be a friend too. I mean, obviously. But, like, you know, it's just a friend hitting them up saying, hey, what's up? What are you doing this weekend? You know, a roster can be a friend that's in another group of friend girls and your guy friends are friends with theirs.
Exactly.
So.
I agree with that. So let's make that clear. I guess we'll have to explain what we mean more than what we do. But that was that.
How do you feel about, I got some tea to spill. So I was pretty fucking stressed over the holidays. I'm not going to lie, man. People are coming in. I got friends. Nah, I'm not even going to talk about this, actually. Never mind. Let me pose it. Let me pose the question like this. How far do you go to protect someone when you know something about someone else? Let's just call it like that.
So, how far do you go to protect somebody if you know something about somebody else?
Yeah.
Has that somebody else like tried to say like don't say anything, or it's like they don't know?
I mean, it could be either or.
And are they equal friends to you?
I'm not gonna answer all that.
Or but, you're both like good friends, not like one you don't know.
I mean, maybe it doesn't even have to be good friends. It's just in a situation where you're like, oh, hey, there's that, and then this is here too.
I don't know if people are listening to this understand what the fuck you just said, but
yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, we're talking about keeping secrets here, man.
Yeah, I got that part, but I mean, it depends on who it is. If I'm again, like a good friend, like
you gotta be a real scumbag to cheat on somebody. I'll tell you that. And I've been there.
If that's where we're going, then yeah, there's scumbags out there. Cheating is a scumbag move.
I've been there. And it's I wouldn't even call it. Is flirting cheating?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, it definitely wasn't that. But,
but I'm just saying, honestly, though, some people think it is, but you can't control.
Well, I mean, how far? I mean, how, you know, I'd say flirting is definitely cheating.
But you can't control you at the bar by yourself.
Here's the thing, bro.
And some girl comes up to you and says, "So, oh, exactly. Hey, you looking nice tonight?" That's flirting, and you cheating just because you're standing there listening to her talk.
Well, you're gonna get called. You're gonna be your girlfriend's gonna be like, "Hey, why the fuck are you talking to that girl?" Whereas on the other situation, come on, bro. If you know my girl is talking, or my guy goes up to my girl and is like, "Yo, you want a shot?" They're gonna entertain it, bro. I'd say probably 3 out of 10 women, if they were in this situation. Now I'm sounding like Andrew Tate, a misogynistic, but I'm just saying, like, 3 out of probably 10 women at the bar, if they had a boyfriend, their boyfriend's in the bathroom or something else. You got a good looking dude that comes up. "Hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? You look great. I like your dress." Not even like, "Hey, you want a shot?" Just, you know, guy's super smooth with it. I don't know. There might be some more conversation back and forth until I get back from the bathroom.
I think
let's
she
call
would.
It,
I
let's
think
call
she,
it.
Yeah,
I let's think call it 5 out of 10.
I would think they would entertain it, but it's not like they're going to go in after that, try to pursue them. I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case either.
But they might, you know, entertain it for a second.
Oh, man. That's
and I
tough,
think that's
bro.
Okay.
I think that's fine, too, because, I mean, that's just like, oh, yeah, I mean, I know my girlfriend's hot.
Yeah, but if he continues once I'm back, or I'm there now and he continues, I'm be like, all right, now we can. Are we trying to have a problem? Because if we want a problem, we can.
Well, what if the guy's like just like trying to be friends with you? It's like, nah, you just got to get out of that circle.
If I don't know you, and you, the first way you meet is through my girlfriend, yeah, we ain't friends.
I gotcha. All right, what's up, guys? So I want to quickly tell you about Mixed Iconics, which will be our presenting sponsor for the upcoming season. Mixed Iconics is basically this idea that we had a couple of months ago where we asked ourselves the question, hey, why not take two iconic players from the past or present from any type of sport and mix them together on a piece of clothing? So what did we do? We got athletic one time and Coach put us in the game. These are all custom-made designs, hand-illustrated by a designer that we've worked with for the past couple of years now, super talented guy. And these designs will always be one of one, meaning when we come out that next design, that previous design is long gone forever. Our first design features the two future Hall of Famer and iconic Tennessee Titans legends Eddie George and the late great Steve Air McNair. We offer 10 plus colorways on the website. All colors are super fire. I'm rocking that Carolina blue right now and honestly think this one will sell out at any moment. So support the podcast and grab you and your friends and family a Mixed Iconics hoodie before the holidays by heading over to mantomanpodcast.shop or click the link in the description of wherever you're listening or watching the podcast on to grab yours before they're gone. And to receive free shipping, don't forget to use the code MIXFREE
at the checkout. That's M-I-X-F-R-E-E. Mix free at the checkout. M-I-X-F-R-E-E. Appreciate those who have already gotten theirs. And thank you guys for ringing in the new season with us. You know what they say. Get your damn merch. Now let's get into the pod.
All right. Well, anything else over the break for you, man? New Year's for me wasn't that popping. Had some friends here. I got a stick and peel up on the wall here with, you know, some portraits. You got to come back. Check it out. Christmas tree is probably going to stay up until the 15th.
All my Christmas shit is down, bro.
Really?
First weekend after Christmas, it goes down.
I feel weird having my Christmas shit up. I'm not going to lie.
But I also
it took me up until the night before Christmas to get all my shit, you know, decorated.
Well, then that's fine. Then I think it's also
what did you get for Christmas?
What did I get?
Yeah,
I got some clothes. I got a bunch of stuff for the new crib that like essential stuff.
What do you mean?
Just like, you know, bedding.
What new crib?
New crib I'm going to get here in about a month or so. You know what I mean?
You got it already touched down?
No, I ain't touched down, but we working for it.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, so it's actually happening, which is wild. All right, cool. Now that it's starting to get really fucking boring. So let's talk about some, like, maybe hot topics that are in the news right now is what I'm thinking. We don't have any topics prepared, but I got something.
Yeah.
DeMar Hamlin. We're recording on Thursday. My guy woke up. He asked who won the game by writing it on a piece of paper. So shout out to you, the Medical Center of Cincinnati.
Yeah, University of Cincinnati Medical
Center. University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Shout out to everyone that was involved that helped him on the field. Scary fucking situation. Not going to lie, I prayed for the guy two nights in a row. The power of prayer, I believe, works. Scary situation to be in, but... I think I did. I just watched the press conference. Did you see it with the two main doctors that were?
No, I didn't watch the press conference.
Yeah. I mean, you know, neurological is like working. You know, he's on 50% of that ventilator or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
And then, you know, he's trying to get back to normal, but he's held everyone's hand that's in that doctor's room. And I don't know if the guy's going to play professional football again. I'll say that, but his hands, his feet. And are working, and I mean, wild situation.
Yeah, and the biggest thing I took away from it was the outpour of support. That's something that is so big in the world of sports, like a football game, and how meaningless it can. Yeah, and then how meaningless the game can become. In a matter of seconds. And it turned from not a football game to let's come together as a community and help this, you know, young guy, 24 years old. Like,
yeah,
let's support him. And who gives a fuck about the football game? That's what I, you know, I haven't seen that in a long time. If that's like, you know, bar none, we haven't seen anything like that on a football field in terms of scariness and just absolutely just, craziness. But then I couldn't tell you the last time something switched so quickly in the news or in the main media outlets of like, all right, don't talk about the football game and let's not worry about what's going on there, but let's worry about this man and his life. So
shout out to everyone that was involved, like the first minute. I mean, I was watching it live. Athletic trainers, I mean, they're prepared for that every single game. And so, and you have the best of the best pretty much at your bedside right there. If anything does happen like that at an NFL game, like if he were in any other situation, probably wouldn't be saying the same thing we are today. Yeah. Just wild, man. Just wild. I'm probably going to snag a jersey. You want one?
Nah, I'm good on that. I'm not a big, you know, jersey collector, but I'm glad that he's doing better.
Says the guy who has a jersey right behind him.
Come on, bro. I have one jersey.
Come on, jerseys. Bro, what are we doing here?
Maybe
three. All right, jerseys. Well, shout out to DeMar Hamlin, man. I mean, Pittsburgh stud, man. Shout out to everyone that was involved that just helped them out. What else do we got here? I want to talk about, I was asking one of my coworkers today, like, hey, you got a topic that we can talk about on the episode. Apparently, you know, everyone has this New Year's resolution thing. Everyone's in the gym, you know, we might not see him in 20 days or so. I stopped going to the gym probably about a month and a half. I got to get back in there. My personal trainer hit me up. He's like, hey, dude, you coming back? I said, yeah, later, dude, not now. But she had told me that it's a lot of females are doing this eating disorder thing. And it's, you know, it's not real or anything, but they're just not eating. I think that's what a lot of women are doing. They're not worrying or thinking about any type of dudes right now. I got coworkers breaking up with their boyfriends on the spot during work. I said, hey, we got a meeting 2 minutes ago. You ready? Nah, got to break up with the boy. I'm on my eating disorder bullshit. So what the hell are you talking about? Hadn't eaten in 5 days. Okay. So what does that mean? Are we?
Hey, they cutting back after the holidays. You know, they might have beefed up a couple pounds. They trying to cut weight for the summer. They were already looking to summer. That's how the females go.
If you're not eating, though, if you're not eating, it's obviously not good for your body. But then your body absorbs all the fat, right, in your body, and it tries to hold on to that as like nutrition.
I'm not a fucking nutritionist. Well, I don't know.
I think that's what happens, bro. It's like people are not eating. They think they're going to lose weight. I mean, you know, you might hit some Christmas snowski and lose some weight that way. But I think that's what's going on, man. So I don't know. I think we got more to talk about maybe on February 13th, the day before. We'll see what happens. I asked some girl if she was free. She said, yeah, on February 14th. I'm like, it's January 5th. What are we doing here?
How many girls do you think that got into a relationship right before the holiday just so they had some they could cozy up to? Then they broke it off. There's got to be a handful. I know.
There's got to be a handful, bro. I don't know. You know somebody like that?
I know one person. I don't know her very well, but yeah, she's like
they got a boyfriend. They got a boyfriend like right before the holidays, and they're kind of like, you know,
yeah, like
breaking off a little bit
in October, beginning of November, and then, you know, already talking about now January, whatever, second week of January. He ain't the right one.
Is that considered a relationship? Like, what's considered dating? Over a month? Are we talking since like what?
November, December, and then probably we'll break it off at the end of January. That'd be 3 months.
I don't know. I thought you were talking about right before December, because you know me, I'd be down before December. Hey, what's up? Not much. Come hang. You know, it's kind of that situation. You need me as long as you need me, and then, you know, I'll see you later.
No, we're talking.
I'm good with that, dude.
Going into Thanksgiving, get to Christmas, get to New Year's. Then once that, you know, hits, see you later. This ain't going to work out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, bro. I'll be honest. I'm cool with that. Now, the self-respect has got to go up a little bit, man. I've been trying your sleeping schedule thing. You know, you pick one day and you try to wake up at like 7 a.m. It's not happening. I even tried to go to bed last night after I watched the first episode of, you know, it's called, the episode title is blue, green. I don't know which one I watched last night. What is it? Kaleidoscope? You seen that? Netflix? Have you heard of this?
No.
It's like a Netflix series, like a one season series, 9 episodes. It's like a heist theme series, 9 episodes. They're all colors as their title as their colors. God, I can't fucking talk. And you pick whichever order you want to watch, and it all ends up being kind of the same story at the end. Isn't that wild?
I might have to check it out. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, there's like a million different ways you can watch, and it all kind of adds up. But I kind of looked it up and cheated. I was like, what way should I watch it? And now I'm kind of watching like chronological order, like 24 years before the heist, 6 weeks heist. And I'm only on my second episode. It's number one trending on Netflix right now. It's called, what was it called again? Fuck, I forgot, dude.
Chronicles.
No. Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope. Chronicles. Chronicles are not of your business, bitch. Oh man. Well, all right, cool. Well, maybe we should join the eating disorder. You let me know. I'll grab my tuna, you know, one tuna sandwich a week, and we'll just kind of track our progress.
I will say though, on that note, I do only eat one meal.
I think I do too.
Like I only eat dinner.
I do too. I mean, this entire week I've been going to work.
Well, you have one other factors contributing to that, but yeah, you what? Go ahead.
You talking about what I eat?
No, why are you only hungry?
Come on,
waking
bro.
You waking up on a different planet.
I'm waking up on a totally different planet. What planet are you on? Earth? Nah, fam. you know, but I am going to work. I'm waking up. I'm taking a shower. I'm trying your cold shower routine. I can't do it. It's way too uncomfortable, bro. I gotta wake up. I gotta wake up by hitting that hot shower, and I gotta rub my face for like 10 minutes. Be like, am I up yet? I'm still not up when I get out of the shower. I grab an Alani Nu or whatever the hell those cherry energy drinks are called. I grab a water bottle. I'm off to work. I drink a little Alani Nuski. Probably like 5 p.m. I'm starving. Go up to see Grams because my mom lives in the same building. Grandma's in town. Give him a hug. I don't eat then. I come back here, and then I hit a little pod. Still hadn't eaten, bro. You know, I might have a couple pepperuskis, but little pepperonis, but that's about it. But again, I guess I'm already on day 5 of the eating disorder schedule. So it's working for me. I guess you got to catch up.
I guess until you fucking collapse, bro.
I feel like I'm going to collapse at any point. You know, I'm at that point where it's like, we talked about it last episode. I'm trying to get out of my head and shit. Got to collapse, bro. I just got to collapse. And I know that's not funny to say right now, but I got to have something happen. I gotta have something happen, whether it's, you know, hopefully nothing bad, but yeah, I got to... Maybe someone should just bring me lunch or something, bro. You know, maybe that'll do it. I'm going to text my coworker right now, ask if she can bring some soup tomorrow. Anyways, we just took a dark turn, bro. What are we talking about?
You said you needed to collapse looking like a Mr. Hamlin out there. God damn,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. I know. That was bad. That was bad for sure. Shout out Hamlin, dude. I'm going to get one of the jerseys. All right, let's go into some other little quick topics here. I've been writing a ton of blogs every single day. Andrew Tate is arrested for human trafficking charges. Something about, you know, he flies these girls out. He flew a girl out back in July. This girlfriend had a boyfriend. They're an American couple. He hits this girl up on Instagram, says, hey, come check out my crib in Romania. Flies her out. They do whatever. He ends up threatening her, like pressuring her to be one of like his webcam girls, because I think he's got a webcam business still. She felt threatened by it, hit up her ex, because obviously he's an ex now. And he actually sends a tip into like the U.S. embassy that's in Romania, the capital of Romania, what is it, Bucharest, to Bucharest. And that's what started the tip. He got his fucking house like raided back in July or whatever. They didn't find the girl, or they found the girl eating pizza. They didn't find enough, you know, evidence. Now he gets unbanned from Twitter by Elon Musk. He decides to go at Greta Thunberg out of the blue. And he sends a video to Greta Thunberg. She says, hey, small dick energy, email me. He sends a video. It's Romanian pizza in the video. And that's, they raided his house, and now he's in jail. He was in jail for 30 hours. And I think he's out now, but yeah, I don't really know what's happening. I do know that something about a close friend had told a reporter the day or two right before he went into jail, thrown into jail, that he had some sort of big secret that he could expose the Illuminati or some sort of get out of jail free card. I don't know what the fuck's going on. What do you think about all this? I don't know what the question is. Is Andrew Tate in the Illuminati? Is he human trafficking? I hope not. And is he gonna grow any hair?
So obviously the biggest thing is, if Andrew Tate, not to take a side, but if Andrew Tate is the dude that is trafficking women, then obviously there should be charges pressed against him. Bad guy needs to go to jail. But if he's not, and this is all just, you know, a ploy to get another, you know, outspoken male figure that has a lot of connections and a lot of, I guess, blanket over young men, then this is not how you do it. So, and obviously there's conspiracies about the Illuminati and or whatever conspiracies about how the Matrix is going to take him out. And, you know, there's, you know, TikToks all over the place about this. But my biggest thing is, I really don't care what Andrew Tate, you know, how he lives his life, and everybody wants to live their life their own way. Let him live his life his way. And if he is trafficking women and an actual bad guy,
he
needs to go to jail. But I'm not taking.
But here's the question, though. Here's the question: is it really considered trafficking? If,
but like, what if there's like behind doors, closed doors, he is actually got, you know, women just locked up in his basement type shit
that are on webcams,
right? Against the will, then that should, you know, bad guy doing bad things should be
locked up. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's
but fucked if he's up. Not doing that, and there's no real evidence now to prove that he is, I mean, let the man live, man. If he wants to be extravagant, got the Bugattis. What color is your Bugatti?
33, yeah. I don't fuck with that. Hey, I will say, though, there was like a little clip that was shown on social media, and I don't know if anybody's watching me here. I'm not in the Illuminati, but they're zooming in on him in the back seat, and he just randomly puts up one of these guys. What the fuck does that mean? Triangle like shaped? Is that, what is that saying? And I looked into it, and supposedly it's just something his dad taught him, and it, you know, it's a sign of calmness and peace. It looks like the Illuminati symbol.
I don't know what it is, but Let the man live, man. Just let him live.
And what do you think about the Illuminati? Would you want to be in on the Illuminati?
I ain't selling my soul for nobody.
I'm not. But you think it's real, though, right?
Probably. There's probably. I don't know if it's the Illuminati.
So how have secrets of the Illuminati not gotten out to the like general public? But I've heard people like celebrities talk about it. Like, oh, I tried to sell my soul, or you know, you see things, you see clips.
I mean, I think there is a higher group of people that, you know, kind of run this world. Not saying that the government
What does that mean? Run the world, just can't get in trouble. If you know, even like say if they are human trafficking, or say if they're laundering money, and they can't get in trouble.
There's a lot of people that not maybe so much run the world, but you know, have influence over a lot of people and stuff like that. I do think there is something out there like that. I don't know if it's the extent of selling your soul to the devil and all that shit that people talk about, but
I got you. Okay, here's another one. Putin apparently has cancer, and he's had cancer for a minute now. I think it's pancreatic cancer. He is living off this like super high-tech Western advanced technology that's described as, it's working too well for him, but doctors are saying that it's going to catch up to him. But he's been dealing with this pancreatic cancer, I guess, for a hot minute now, at least over a year. And I know the Ukraine, Russian, like all that situation started back in February, March. Am I tripping about that?
I don't know, man. You know more about this shit than I do, but
I think it was. So it was at least in the summertime for sure.
They said the cancer treatment is working too well.
Yeah, it's working too
well. I ain't never heard that before in my damn life. Something about cancer is working too well. Ain't you supposed to be kicking cancer? How is it work too well if he still got that shit?
Yeah, so I got here. Supposedly the only thing that's been keeping him alive right now is this high-tech advanced Western medicine that not even Russia is able to retrieve for him. Here's a Russian reporter that said, I can say that without this foreign treatment, he would definitely not have been in public life in the Russian Federation. Russian historian and political analyst, somebody says, he uses the most advanced treatments and target therapy which Russia cannot provide him with. I would say that the treatment has been too successful. They have been treating him too well. The end is already in sight, even according to the doctors who are curating this treatment, because no medication can be endlessly successful.
Oh, so it's working too well that even though he's going to kick that.
So I guess the question is, do you think he's going to be alive before this insane attempt to invade Ukraine?
I don't know.
I mean, that is... I know you got some ties back there in your hometown, bro. So I don't know what y'all rocking with over there, dude.
I don't know, but hey, as long as we ain't got World War 4, 5, 6, 7 in this bitch and people ain't throwing nukes all over the place and I ain't
Would
got,
you join the draft if they called us up?
Ah, nah, dog. I'm good on that. I'm way
what
good
What if we didn't
that.
Have a choice, bro?
I'm good on that. I'm exempt, bro. I'm good on that.
Oh, because it's only guys under 25?
No, I'm just good on that. I'm exempt. I'm exempting myself, big dog. I'm out.
What if they show up? What if it's like Christmas morning, bro, and they show up and you got, you know, you're supposed to be waiting on a package from FedEx. You get a knock on the door, three general officers. Hey, you got to come with us.
I'm dual citizen. I'm getting my ass back to the home country over there.
Yo, and then you're going to have to fight for Russia, bro.
Nah, dog, I'm exempt over there,
too. You gotta pick a side, bro. You got to pick a side. Okay, well, I will fight. I'll fight. But I'm not. Okay, here's another one. Gunmen attack Mexico prison. A group of gunmen in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, just ambushed a prison while brutally killing 14 people and freeing at least two dozen inmates. So the story behind this is on New Year's Day morning around 7 a.m., a group of violent gunmen in armored vehicles attacked and entered a state prison in Ciudad Juarez, which is probably, I think it's like the second deadliest city in Mexico. You don't want to fucking go there. Slaughtering at least 10 security personnel and four inmates before they stormed into the prison, releasing 25 inmates from their cell. Supposedly... Yep, in this part, but possibly, the leader of a Mexican street gang linked to El Chapo's drug cartel was among the flood of inmates who escaped. The Mexican government also revealed that it discovered 10 VIP cells in Sunday's prison break, as well as cell phones, cash, and drugs inside the rooms of extremely important inmates. What are your thoughts on this?
I would like to float my boat down to Mexico, man. I heard they got some nice beaches down in Mexico. I don't know about the jail scene.
Not in Ciudad Juarez, bro.
Let me float my boat down to Mexico one time.
I don't know, dude. I'm not going to Juarez. Over under, last in 5 days, me and you in Juarez.
Dog, there's parts of this world, man. Just case in point. It's fucked up out there. I'm not lasting one day in a prison. Let alone if they come in.
I'm just saying a city. Ciudad Juarez, over under, me and you, I don't know where we're staying. I don't think they got Airbnbs. Over under 5 days. We lasting or not?
Were you strapped up?
I don't think you can bring like what? I mean,
if I float my boat down there, I'll bring my own guns.
Are we floating?
We can float my boat.
All right, we're flying to Ciudad, you know? We got the wrong flight. It's supposed to be Cabo. Southwest fucked it up. Why'd you drop us off at Ciudad? What are we doing?
No guns, no protection.
What is the first move, bro? We got our luggage. We got our luggage.
We're leaving
the luggage. Screw the luggage.
We're grabbing one or two T-shirts. You can't look like you just got off the boat, as you know what I'm saying. Nah, we not lasting 5 days.
You think we're lasting one?
Maybe two.
What do we do, bro? Do we knock on the door, like all the doors, and we're just like, hey, we got to find like an old grandma, like an older lady or something, you know?
I don't know. What do you do?
Got to
find a market or something?
Too. Yeah, but they're going to be looking at... I don't think we go to a market at all. They're going
to
be looking at us
like... In the dick somewhere?
I don't know. what is the move? Because if we go to a market, we get dropped off, say it's like right there, like on the fence or whatever, wherever it's at. We look at each other. We're like, all right. And our flight Southwest is like, we'll be back in five. I'm like, all right, 5 minutes? No, 5 years. And so we're kind of just looking at each other. I don't know if we go to a market because then, you know, we're getting eyed, bro. We look very different in that city, bro.
Well, when we're walking in, we'll throw some dirt on our face, look like we're struggling real hard.
Are you throwing the shirt as like a head, like a bandana and only covering or only having the eyes show?
I don't know about that, but I'm looking
real. And we're walking in fucking Nikes.
Nah, we no shoes.
No shoes. Okay.
Ripping up my pants, looking real, real rough. And I'll walk into the market and then I'll start my hustle, get my hustle on.
So this happened back in August also. Hundreds of Mexican soldiers went to a Juarez prison in August when tensions boiled over between two rival gangs. And here's the next question. Los Mexicales or Los Chapos? Which one you joining?
Chapo gang.
I gotta go Chapo, dude. I gotta go Chapo. But say gang. If you meet somebody at the market and, you know, hey, we need some help is what somebody else is saying to us. Okay. Which one you in, dude? Los Santiago. I don't know if we can say no.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know if we can say no, bro. You know, we gotta be like, nah, I think we're on another path, brother. Mi amigo. All right, that's interesting, man. We should go outside. We should go to Mexico and check it out sometime. I'd be very down to do that. Have a couple of pinoladas. Ja Morant sued. So yeah, the story about this is Ja Morant just punched a kid in the faces and is now being sued for it. The young superstar with the amount of riz and bunnies that we all aspire to have someday. I'm reading this. This is terrible. Ja Morant hit a 17-year-old kid in the face in a backyard pickup game in his hometown of Eads, Tennessee, at his own crib during the holidays. Apparently, you know, the kid accidentally threw a basketball at Ja Morant's face. Ja wasn't fucking with it. He squared up right up at him, you know, chin to chin. He looked over at a bystander, is what they're calling it, said, should I do it to him? The rest is history. The kid got 2v1 ganged up at Ja Morant's crib. This happened back in August, October, but now he's being sued for it. Apparently, cops showed up. Ja said it was self-defense. Said the kid was, you know, saying, I light up your house, and I fuck your family up and shit like that. Who is this kid to begin with? And then I think they were looking into it for a couple weeks. They sent it into the DA. The DA is, they kind of brush it aside, I guess. But now the kid's just trying to sue Ja Morant for it.
Well, if I'm Ja Morant, I'm okay with it because how much is he suing me for? If it's under $1 million, I don't really care. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? Ja Morant got FU money right now. He's going to have enough money for
the rest. He's worth $80 million.
I mean, he's going to have enough money for the rest of his life. It depends on how much he's getting sued for. So if it's under $1 million, Ja Morant's going to write him a check and say, see you later. Next time you come, I ain't just going to use my hand. I got the, you know, grab on, man. Handle business that way, Nick. That's what I'm thinking. I don't even think it's a big deal for him.
It's not a big deal. Have you ever gotten into a fight before?
You know the answer to that.
Have we fought? We fought a couple times, but not like that. Fist fighting. Yeah. Who have you fought?
Back in middle school, boy.
Can you give us like a hot? Like, can you give us like a summary of like a good fight that you were in? How many fights were you in? Are you a fighter or a lover?
I ain't a fighter, really. I ain't really. There's only been, you know, a couple real good fights, but
that you were in.
Yeah.
Who were middle school? Do you remember their names?
I do one, but I can't just blast names out. But
what happened with you and Uncle with you and Little Johnny?
Johnny.
Yeah, we'll call him Little Johnny.
Yeah, me and Little Johnny, we were playing dodgeball, and somebody ducked, and I fucking pegged him in his head. He didn't like that. Little Johnny didn't like it. Came back over, and, we went at it. We each exchanged a punch. He just got into it, and good.
Did you get a couple licks on him?
We each exchanged one punch, and then the...
Is that one punch always a right hook? Like, when you go into a fight, I don't think I've ever been into a fight like that. I don't know if I'm throwing left. I'm going straight right, dude.
Well, it depends. If you get the first one, I'm throwing right because I'm trying to knock him out. But if you get the second punch, you might have to, counter with the left because his body is open.
Have you ever seen Little Johnny on the floor before? Like, did you ever kind of like hit him with a two-step over his body, a little Allen Iverson over Ty Lue type of thing? Did it ever get to that point?
No, none of that.
None of that.
I'm surprised you ain't never gotten in a real fight before. I feel like you must have had.
I think I've all. Oh, I have. I have. My bad. I lost too. I have hit people in the face. I have. One was my fucking roommate in college, which was, my best friend. But, he's starting at first, dude. I was just, guy's like 6'6", bro. Coming at me, chinning at me. I'm just trying to defend myself. John Morant style. Another one was in college. I was talking to this dude's girlfriend who was a good friend of mine. I'm coming back from a date party all sloshed up. I had been trying to hit this chick on the daily, bro. But she had a boyfriend for probably about a year now. I was waiting until that got over, but it never got over. We're at the bar. She comes up to me. I'm talking to her, and it ain't even like that. I know you might think it was, but it wasn't, because I was coming from a date party. My date was next to me. She was somewhere next to me. Maybe she wasn't there at all. He comes up to me, and he's like, yo, what's good? And like gives me the down up look, that Jack Daniels got to my head out of nowhere. I just dropped my drink, tried to right hook him. I missed. He dodged, and his two boys are like right here in front of me where I missed. His boy clocks me, and then he clocks me. So I got double clocked, fucking bleeding out the wazoo out of my mouth. And I'm getting escorted out by, a bouncer. So I'm walking down the street, and I'm walking past this other bar that one of my best friends from the date party was at. He had left me. I was pissed at him because I was like, why didn't you come to this bar with me? He was outside. Hey, what's up? Smoking a cigarette. And was, oh my God, what happened? You look like you got one of those, peppermint swirlies on Urban Dictionary. I said, fuck you. I'm out. I just walked my ass home. But, hey, I was swolled up, dude. I look like the fucking purple lady in Willy Wonka, bro. That dude he clocked my ass. I lost in a boxing match, too, in front of thousands of people as well.
But that's different. That's we train for that. But like just
yeah, we trained to lose. Now that was a good fight.
You didn't get knocked out though, did you?
I didn't get knocked out. No.
No. See, that's fight. Different. That's.
I knocked out the ref.
Come the on, ref man. Got,
no, the ref got knocked out, bro. While we were fighting, I accidentally hit the ref and he fell down.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Big dog. Yeah. Big dog.
So, I don't know. Maybe they're shaving me, bro. Maybe they're shaving me a couple points right there.
That ain't the best move. Can't be knocking out the referees out here, man.
Well, what else is on the agenda for you? You're going skiing. I guess when people listen to us, how was your ski trip? I guess you gotta future yourself here.
Yeah, ski trip this weekend with the boys. Our annual ski trip. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna be probably highly intoxicated for a lot of it.
Where's it at?
What?
Where are you guys going?
Going up to Wisconsin, that's usually where we usually go. Wisconsin Dells, we'll, you know, go hit the slopes.
Love it, and, love it.
Yeah. Tear it up, you know what I mean? Enjoy the winter
weather. Are you guys throwing a little side bets or anything like that?
What you mean?
You guys throwing to say, hey, let me throw a penny, you know, we'll bet 5 pennies to your quarter type of thing. I'll meet you down the slope. Whoever can get there the fastest without breaking two bones wins.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm nice. I told you this. I'm nice on the skis. Right? I'm actually nice.
I know you be going skiing a lot.
And some of my friends, I'll shout them out. Little Cam Wells, he just learned how to ski last year. You know, there's, you know, intermediate, you know, whatever. But
what's like a dick thing to do? Not on the water, but like what's like a dick thing to do, you know, on the snow, like when you're skiing next to people? Is there a slow lane, a medium lane, and a fast lane?
Yeah, I mean, you could just, you know, go by somebody real quick.
Right, or is it like a, you know, kind of like how you drive on the street? You know, the right side is slow.
It's wherever you want to go as fast as you want, but just, I would say going fast right next to somebody that's going a little slow and do a little cutoff. That's pretty dickish. Making them fall.
But don't you have to go in like little swirls, like swirlies, or like, don't you have to swirl around a little bit to slow yourself down?
Yeah, sort of. I mean,
or do you just go straight down and you kind of get a little 3-point stance?
No, we ain't doing that. You are kind of going back and forth, but you can still, you know, guide yourself and go by somebody real quick if you wanted to. Yeah, you know what I mean,
are people talking shit to other random people out there?
No.
Or is it all? It's all pretty kid friendly fun, but maybe you know, a dad sees, you know, you guys, you know, kind of getting rough around the edges a little bit. He's like, you know, I could probably chirp these little dudes. You ever get in a little friendly competition with anybody?
I mean, mostly, especially when you got a group like us, we mostly kind of go down in groups. So it's like, there's not really people that are like next to us unless they're like, you know, really flying.
And when you're all the way down, you take that little shuttle all the way back up.
Right.
Are you guys hitting fireball shots on the way up? Dog. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we you know.
Because I see that a lot, right? That's what usually is.
Not fireball. I mean, it's whiskey. It's beer. It's whatever.
It's the airplane shots.
Airplane
shots. When you're sitting on the thing, I don't know what it's called, but you're.
The lift?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People are hitting airplane shots.
Yeah, shooting shots, drinking beers. It's, you know.
Just having a good time. All right, well, we'll be looking forward to the bets. We'll be looking forward to hearing about the bets, I guess.
Yeah.
I say you could run them. Anything else? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. This was fun. I'm glad we got the opportunity to sit down. Shout out to you, you know, trying to figure out the technical side. We'll get you there. We'll get you back to the getting feeling good about yourself, you know. You nice with it. You nice on the computer, but your tech skills might, you know, we might have to refine those a little bit.
Yeah, a little context. We're just trying to get this. It's a lot. I couldn't figure out how to set up anything. My AirPods were dead. Hit it for about an hour. I'm trying to think, man. If we got anything else, what are we at? 45?
57.
That's not bad.
A solid ass episode, right?
I would say Christmas Drive did awesome, and I don't know.
I guess we didn't. Yeah, we did. We recap
a little bit. Go follow us on TikTok at Man to Man Podcast. Wait, do you have a trivia question?
I do. I did bring you one. Actually, I brought you two.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do it for the clips.
So for in the spirit, as you so graciously, you know, said I was got a sneaky link. I've been to the movies lately, right?
Avatar.
And so
was it Avatar? Did you see Avatar?
Yeah.
So, how was it?
It was good. It was good. Got to see the first one. Definitely have to see the first one to see the second one. But it's really, it's solid.
Is it the third?
Huh?
Third one out?
Say?
What number Avatar is it?
This is the second one.
Okay.
Right?
I have no idea. I think it's the second one. I've never seen it. Did you also watch any Christmas movies?
Yeah, I watched Christmas.
I didn't watch one, man.
Oh, we got to change that.
It's too long, man. Yeah, you got to go. You got to normalize the fucking movies back down to 2 hours.
Yes, I'm with that. I'm definitely with that. Any movie over 2 hours doesn't deserve to be a movie. I ain't wasting my time for that, you know. Especially if you go into the movie theater, which is kind of a lost art nowadays. But in the spirit of that, I got you a trivia question. All right. So I'm getting the snacks, you know what I mean?
And I guess. What, are you going to snack with you? Like you got a date?
I'm getting the snacks for the movie, I thought.
For the snack, got you.
You know, for the movie. I'm at the snack counter.
What's your go-to snack?
And I'm usually, you know, get you the popcorn and put some candy in the popcorn and eat the popcorn with the candy in. That's kind of how I run my stuff, all right? You like that play or no?
Is it M&M's?
What?
M&M's?
Yes. I put M&M's. Okay,
I feel like M&M's the only acceptable thing there.
Milk Duds you can do it with, not my favorite. Not Skittles, anything chocolate kind of plays. So I open my bag of M&M's, right? And I pour them out into my hand, and I'm looking at the bag of M&M's. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple of colors in there. There's not the whole range of colors. So it got me thinking, what is the rarest M&M color in the bag?
Are they all, like, we're just talking about, like, the five regular, like, M&M flavors or whatever, however
many colors. They are. Yeah, so you got the red, the yellow, the blue, the green, and the brown.
You got the red, the blue, the yellow, the green, and the brown color, right?
Right, correct. The rarest color of M&M.
And this is like a fact somewhere on the internet. Fact. Does M&M Factory just be like they're just messing around with us?
Yeah, bro. The fact on God facts.
And that's like an inside thing that they do. Gotcha. Yeah. That's interesting, man. Let me, because
it was,
you,
very noticeable in my bag that I didn't have this color. It's like,
what kind of M&Ms were they?
Mine were just regular, you know, regular M&Ms.
In the brown bag.
In the brown bag, yeah.
I got you. Let me ask you this. Do the personalities play a factor into this at all?
Like for the commercials, you mean?
Yeah, because M&M's they trademarked, you know, their personalities. They have a personality for each flavor.
Right. I don't think so. I just know I had to look it up because I was like, why didn't I get any of this color? I had like two of this color in my bag. I was like, yo, bro, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Red, green, brown, blue, and yellow. Red, green, brown, blue, and yellow. It can't be brown because the packet itself is brown. So I'm crossing off brown right now. I don't think it's yellow either. I don't think it's yellow. You see yellow too many times on the TV. Yes, I think it might be one of the bigger ones on the packet. Could be very well mistaken, but I don't know. I feel like yellow just pops into my mind. Red, green, or blue? Red, green, or blue?
I mean, you gotta. I it's not like you're doing rocket science. Like you just pick a color, you know. And be like, hey, is that right? And I'll be like, no, bro, that ain't it. And then you're going to say another one, and then everybody out there is going
to know. No, because I'm trying to be logical about this. Red, green, or blue? I feel like blue would almost be my answer, but I'm going to go ahead and cross out red. I see red too often. So it's either green or blue. I'm going to go green.
All right. That's cool, man. That's. I mean, I'm not going to expose the answer right here because we're going to throw this one up on TikTok. But.
Am I close? Like, you got to give me something.
I mean, if I
you got to say how you like how I'm thinking this way, or.
I'll just tell you this straight up. It ain't that one, but that's it. Because if you keep going and guessing, then people are going to narrow it down. You know?
Okay, hold up. Text me what it is.
And then on the other side of that,
text me what it is, bro. Okay. Text me what it is.
So I've been on a real bender of a drink selection, okay? And so I only drink this certain type of I'll come home after work and I just need to give me a big glass of it. And yeah. It also made me think, why can't I go to the movies and get this drink? So that's your hint. You can't get this drink at the movie theaters. But on that note, what is the most, let me get an actual wording down. The most consumed manufactured drink in the world.
One more time.
The most consumed, so the people what? Drink it the most, manufactured drink in the world.
What is the most consumed?
Manufactured drink in the
world. That
you can't get at the movie theater.
That you can't get at the movies. Whiskey.
Well, no. Think about it. This one's pretty easy if you think about it, but your dumb ass, I know, ain't going to think about it like that.
Well, let me just think about it, because I remember when you came to Knoxville and you got a bottle of scotch and you were sitting in the corner drinking it.
It doesn't have to be alcoholic, bro. I'm just thinking.
Oh. But you just said you've been on a bender. Oh.
As in okay. Drinking this drink. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, usually when people say that, they don't mean that.
I've been on a bender and I've been drinking this drink. Two different things. My fault.
Yeah, okay. I mean, is it alcoholic or not?
No, that's another thing. It's not alcoholic.
Okay. All right, makes more sense. Huh. I wonder if it's a Pepsi product. I'd say it is. I'd say it is a Pepsi product. It's the most manufactured, consumed drink in the world. Is it Coca-Cola?
No. Can you get Coke at the movie theaters?
I don't know.
Motherfucker, if you can't get a Coke or a Pepsi at a movie theater, then what type of movie theater are you fucking going to?
Well, maybe it's just Pepsi. Maybe it's just Pepsi and not Coke. All right. I know this drink has a lot of sugar cane in it. I'm going to go Dr. Pepper.
I don't think you putting down what I'm putting down here, man. Picking up what I'm putting down here. You could probably get a Dr. Pepper at most movie theater.
Okay. It's not lean, is it? I don't know what you're doing, bro.
Now, this is in the world, okay? So think about what other countries drink. Not just the U.S.
I would say milk.
See, now you're getting somewhere. But that ain't right. Yeah. But now we thinking. Now we thinking a little.
All right, let me get one more, bro. Let me get one more. Most consumed drink in the world. And it's only at the movie theaters. I think I know what it is.
It's not at the movie theaters.
I'm saying it's not. I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I think I know what it is. It's tea.
Yeah.
It's tea. Yeah. Sweet and unsweet doesn't matter. I know you don't have sweet up there.
Oh, I don't like sweet beginning with. But yeah. Tea, man, ain't that crazy? I love me a tea. I'll be coming home and drinking me a big glass of tea.
What other countries drink tea? Like America does, like sweet tea.
Everybody. Are you serious? England drinks tea. You don't. What are we talking about?
I think they're how are they? I think they're drinking coffee more than anything. Why did they have coffee at the movie theaters?
I mean, Pakistan drinks tea. All those countries in the Middle East drink tea.
Really?
Europe drinks tea. All of Europe drinks tea.
Hmm. What about Ciudad Juarez?
Come on, man. All
right. Well, I guess we'll throw that up on TikTok at Man and Man Podcast. All right. Season 3, episode 3. We're kind of doing bi-weekly shows here. We're kind of just going at our own pace. And this is just like a new look for us. But I think we're so overwhelmed with trying to get on a mic every single week. Until you get here in Nashville, then we'll probably do so. This is just going to be a bi-weekly. Hey, we might. I mean, we're fucking recording on a Thursday. This is going up on Monday. You guys listening today. Happy Monday. Happy 2023. Happy New Year. You know, take a cold shower. Get some sleep. Go scheme with your boys, live life, and kind of just fucking breathe. But this is the year, bro. It's got to be the year
gotta for everyone year.
Listening. And if it's not the year, then that's okay. Maybe it's a setup for next year. Maybe you got to just keep setting yourself up. Set yourself small goals. It was good talking to you, dude.
Glad to jump on here, as always.
I guess I'll see you. I guess I can't say I'll see you next year, but
well, hopefully I'll see you'll you soon. See me next year. You know what I mean?
I'll see you next year.
In 2024.
In 2024, I will. All right, we're out of here. I'll see you guys later. Peace. Namaste.
Peace out.